Hello everybody, it's me Roscoe and welcome to the latest episode of the Kings of Anglia FPL pod. This is the show we're going to recap game week 23, which included another Ipswich Town defeat, the 4-1 loss at Anfield against Liverpool, but they're pretty much champions elect. And I'm joined as standard by Alex Jones. We've sort of looked back at the game against Liverpool and on our flagship show, so check that out. But we're here now to look back at how we got on in game week 23. And we've finally got here, AJ, as I dropped my phone.
My God.
I've had a
what a start.
What a start. My internet's been rubbish. I've done three or four intro attempts. But AJ, come in quickly before I had to restart. So I'm not happy with this intro, but we're here.
Yeah, we are here. I'm very concerned that you're going to be hosting like the next four podcasts. And I'm really concerned that we are going to take a lot of time doing intros. I put you off on the first one, gave you the giggles, then your internet went. It's been I think we've had a good 15 minutes of trying to do this, but we've done it. We've finally managed to kick off the pod, and it should be a good one because we don't have to talk that much about Ipswich Town. We've already done a lot of that, let's be honest. If you want to go and listen to us recap Liverpool away, which was a good experience, not a very good game. And some interesting tales that I had from up in the Northwest, things like that. Then go listen to the pod we put out yesterday. Wow, that feels like it was about a week ago. Yeah, yesterday. We're having a look at FPL here, where I think both of us have done quite well this week. You in particular. I know there's not that much between us in terms of the points this week, but in terms of what's happened in the leaderboard, you've really had a good run of it.
Yeah, I'm surprised myself, ladies and gentlemen. I really am. I wasn't expecting to do this well at this stage. I thought, I was doing okay, bumbling along. But now, game week 23, I'm pretty happy where I am. And we'll look at the leaderboards very shortly. I don't know if we've got a new leader. I think we did have a brief new leader.
No, not this time.
But we'll get to that very shortly. And I want to apologise, everybody, if you're a headphone user. When I dropped my phone, if that was really loud, I'm very, very sorry. I won't do that again. My phone is now on down there. I'm looking at it when I look at my points totals, which I'm going to do now. So let's talk about that, AJ. The highest this week was 129, which we'll get onto that very shortly because somebody did something that no one would ever do, but they've done it. And the average was 59, and I'm just above the average. I think you're yourself as well. But I'm going to go through mine. And there's some big hitters. Izak was the big talking point. Who should we captain this weekend? And it was between him or Mo Salah, of course, take on Ipswich. But we went down, I think both of us went down the Izak route, and he got me 26 points. I'm sure that was the same for you. Obviously, if you triple captain him, you would have got more, but I don't think anybody else would have got more for him if you only just captained him. Who else got me some points? Mo Salah got me 8 because of his goal. Did he get an assist as well in that game? No, he didn't. He just got a bonus. Played, of course, 490 minutes. Then Anthony Gordon got me 5 points, just for assist for one of the goals. So, a nice little pick for me, Gordon. Obviously, I did go down the route of having Joe Linton for a little period, and you laughed at me, AJ, and I got rid of him, and then he went on to score and got loads of assists in the next few games, but it is what it is. Gabriel from Arsenal, got me 7 points. And then Daniel Munez, how are you saying it?
Munoz.
4 points for me. I think he was just for, because they lost against Brentford. And he got an assist, but then obviously got -1 for the 2 goals conceded. But got a nice little assist there, nice little standard there. And a Brentford player I did bring in, which a bit of a rogue choice, but I brought in Damsgaard, the midfielder, attacking midfielder. He got me 7 points because he got an assist. And he got 2 bonus points as well in that win against Palace. So everyone else pretty much blanked. And then Kirkez is on my bench for the second week in a row. And he got 6 points because Bournemouth thrashed Nottingham Forest. I had him on a bench against Newcastle. He got 7 points. This time around, he got 6 points. So fuming. Completely fuming. And Delap was on my bench because I didn't think he was ever going to get any points against Liverpool. Which was the right decision because, he didn't get anything. But then Chris Wood obviously was on my starting 11, and obviously, as we already mentioned, they got battered Nottingham Forest against Bournemouth. And well done to Chris Wood signing a new deal as well. 6-7 points for me, AJ. What did you get?
66. Oh, close one this week. David Raya, 9 points, finally paying off. Pardon me. bit of a set and forget, which has not really been great. But you know what? It's finally, hopefully, paying off. I don't know what Arsenal's fixtures are, but yeah, they've got City at home next. Apart from that, there's a couple of greens in there. So fingers crossed, Raya will have at least some clean sheets. Backline, Hall and Aina both blanked. Aina obviously ended up on 1 point because he conceded a hell of a lot of goals.
He's on my bench.
Fair enough.
I was worried. I don't know. I just thought. Yeah, but I put both defenders from the Bournemouth and Nottingham Forest because I had Kirkes on my bench. I thought I'm going to put them both on the bench because I don't know that they're going to concede goals because obviously I've got Wood and Isak. So yeah, I took that sacrifice and Kirkes was the only one who did get points. Mm-hmm. Yeah, carry on, my friend.
Yeah. Good to know you've got Wood. Yeah, Alexander Arnold was, there's the thumbs up. Alexander Arnold was my free transfer. I took out Levi Colwill because he's been absolutely rubbish for ages now. I thought that was such a clever move, Colwill. And I think it might have worked for about a week and then just went horribly, horribly wrong. So Alexander Arnold in, he got an assist. And obviously Jacob Greaves robbed him of his clean sheet at the death. Midfield, Brian Mbeumo is kind of flying under the radar a little bit. Glad he's doing what he's doing. Amad Diallo, got 3 points, had a goal disallowed deep into stoppage time, I think it was, or at least late on, against Fulham on Sunday evening, which was annoying. Mo Salah in there for 8. Morgan Rogers only got 1. Palmer only got 2. Apparently he was quite rubbish against City. Wood 2, and then Isak as well, captained 4. 26. I have Nicholas Jackson on my bench. He's had a couple of assists in the last two. But I'm thinking, although he's been contributing, this might be the time to get him out. Should I lead on and have a look at my potential changes? Because I've got a bit of a dilemma going on here. This next week, as will be the case for everyone, is a little bit of a confusing one for a lot of players. Do you risk it? And that is Liverpool assets, Mo Salah in particular. This will be probably, again, we don't know for sure, but probably the only double game week of the season where Liverpool will have 2 away games, 1 away at Bournemouth, informed Bournemouth, and 1 away at local rivals Everton next week. And that is a concern for me because I've earmarked this one, like a lot of other people, for the Salah triple captain, because even if he can get a couple of goals across those, that would be a good enough return, you'd say. They are tough games in terms of Bournemouth being in brilliant form, probably up there with some of the best form in the Premier League, and Everton away is always quite a tricky, well, at least in kind of the modern era, is quite a tricky game for Liverpool, and Everton playing quite well at the moment. So there is that dilemma. And I've kind of had this toss-up in my head of, do I play the wild card or do I play the triple captain? You can't do both, I don't think, which is annoying. This is going to really backfire on me if you can do both. So I don't think you can. I'm not going to press any buttons and find out. And I'm not really sure which way to go about it. I'm quite happy with my team. And if I was to make the transfer and not do my wild card, I would take Nicholas Jackson out and bring in Cody Gakpo. I know Cody Gakpo, in terms of his away performances, hasn't quite been as good. He's really good at home. I think he's scored. I'll quote you, Callum. I know you're listening. I think he's scored something like 4 or 5 home games in a row. I think Callum told me that in the press box at Anfield around about 30 seconds before he scored. I think every time Callum said something to me on Saturday, something about Liverpool or just something about like their run, they would go and score just afterwards. So, yeah, I'm not using it to call you out. He is the stats man, really.
He's a jinx. That's what I call him.
He was a bit of a jinx in that game. It was like every time they'd at least come forward and have a chance, and they definitely did score, I think, on 2 occasions when he mentioned something. Might have been one when he tried to take a photo of something, and then they scored. It wasn't really that well timed. Sorry, Callum, I feel bad. He is Mr. Stats, and he knows the stuff. So, yeah, he kind of alerted me to Cody Gakpo's home form. Obviously, these two are both away games, but it is still a consideration. I'm a little bit cautious as well of going too early because there are midweek games, which you can get onto in a minute. But yeah, that's kind of where my head's at. I was thinking, do I do the triple captain with Salah and try and get Gakpo in? Do I change things around to get my team up to maximum strength? My other concern is as well, I want to be on more Bournemouth assets. I don't have any in my team at all, which I think is a big risk. But then Bournemouth have Liverpool this weekend, and that in theory, is a tough game, but I wouldn't put it past Bournemouth to win that on current form. So it is a real dilemma, as you can kind of hear from the verbal diarrhea that I've spewed in the last few minutes in terms of trying to piece together what I want to do. Do you go Liverpool? Do you go Bournemouth? Do you triple captain? Do you change up the team? I probably lean towards keeping it simple and holding off on the wild card, but there is every chance that I do play it. So we'll have to wait and see. Two games for Salah is tempting. A lot of other people are going to do that, and I'm sure that you might be considering it as well. Have you played your triple captain?
No, I haven't yet. So yeah, maybe I may have look at that. But as you said, I know Everton, you know, Merseyside derby. Everton, they're doing all right now. Oh, doing ish all right there, you know, under David Moyes. So that will be a tougher game than what would have been, you know, a few months back when it got postponed. So I don't know if I'm going to go down that route, but I want to use my triple captain at some stage. But I'm going to use it hopefully at the right time. Look at fixtures. Look at maybe different players who I think could do well. And yeah, my changes, I'm still early days. Obviously, we're recording this Tuesday morning. So a lot can happen. My one big talking point is Cole Palmer. I don't know. He's expensive and he's not getting the returns in the last few games. Obviously, Man City was always going to be a tough one for Chelsea. And then obviously Wolves as well was a disappointing game. He only got 2 points in both of those respectively. But then he obviously got 10 points against Bournemouth. Then you got 2 points against Ipswich, obviously. Then 10 against Fulham, 3 against Everton. I think we did this last week. I was debating maybe taking him out, but I kept him in because I was foolish because he should have gone. But I don't know. They got West Ham next. He's got a decent run.
Yeah, I would hold for a little bit, at least hold for one, because Palmer in my head is always a bit of a flat track bully in terms of the top teams. His performances are never that great, I find. But I feel like when it's against a West Ham or other games he's got coming up, Southampton at home, Leicester at home, games like that.
He's got 4 goals. And
yeah, exactly. So I just would have a bit of a fear that he'd suddenly show up and score a hat-trick or get 8 assists or something. And that would be my concern. But Chelsea in general haven't been great in the last few weeks, have they?
No, they haven't. But yeah, I think
one win in the last, how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1 win in 7.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not great, is it? But then obviously they went on an unbelievable one beating run, didn't they? So I think they'll come back in form. And so hopefully I don't get rid of Cole Palmer out of nowhere on before the deadline. Obviously, the deadline is 11 o'clock on Saturday. So
Saturday morning.
don't worry. But I think the rest of my team I'm happy with at the moment. I can see you can play the assistant manager chip, by the way. I don't know.
Has that come into your mind?
Not really. I've just seen that you can do it. And I was like, ooh, is it just recently started?
Yeah, I think it started in the last game week. So, okay. I mean, we've explained this in a previous episode in terms of how it works. Don't tell me you've played it.
I played it, but I think you have to pick. Can I come out of it?
Just close the app if you need to, Ross. It'll be fine. Pending.
No, I cancelled it. It's fine.
Okay, right. Whoa,
I'm gonna play it though. I'm just gonna have a little look to see. Okay, and then it go through. But then how can you actually because the prices?
So the different managers have different prices. They're quite low. They're usually about kind of like 0.9, that kind of range. And what happens is if you pick a manager who is like a big manager, like a top six manager, and they win a game against maybe a lower ranked team, then you'll get a certain amount of points. It'll be smaller. But if you then pick a lower ranked manager, again, Kieran McKenna will probably be in that bracket, given where
it's at. McKenna, it says. I can't afford it. So I've got.
Well, what's in your? How much have you got in your budget?
0.3, but then that means...
That'd be an issue then, because I think the cheapest is 0.5.
Yeah, so, yeah, scrap that. Not doing that, but...
have to wait for that. So if you then have a lower-ranked manager who goes and beats a bigger club, or I think gets any wins at all, really, then you'll get more points. It's a weird calculation system. You have to choose whether you want to play it safe with a Nana slot who you think is going to... Yeah. Win games and we'll get you some points, but you might not get as many as if you got Kieran McKenna and he went and beat Southampton and Villa and Tottenham in the next three, hypothetically. You get absolutely loads of points. So, for example, The big example would be probably Everton at the moment with David Moyes in the last couple of results. He'll have loads of points. So, yeah, that's kind of the balance that you've got to find. You've got to look at the fixtures and analyse. I think, well, the smartest way to do it is see if there's a team kind of mid-table, lower end, who you think could get some good results in the next few weeks. If you back them, then you'd get quite a few points from that. I don't like this, to be honest. Mm. I think it's overcomplicating the game a little bit. Not for me personally.
No, I think, obviously, we'll probably use it at some stage because it's there and you get points. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought I literally played it then for a second. I was like, oh no, that means I have to pick, but I ain't got enough funds to get any manager. I have to obviously change my players around. So that's another thing you got to think of, because I thought it was just
I could do it. Yeah. I could do it. I have 0.7. So, I mean, if I do mine and I say play chip, I assume if I say play chip, then I can. Mm-hmm. I can still cancel this. So let's have a look through and we'll go. Well, let's talk about this for a minute. We've got some time. The 0.5, you can have Van Nistelrooy, Graham Potter, David Moyes, who has a 28.5% ownership. He's picked up. He's got 19 points so far. Ooh. That's mental. Kieran McKenna at 0.5. Ivan Juric at 0.5. Pereira at Wolves at 0.8. Oliver Glasner at 0.8. Thomas Frank at 0.8, Unai Emery at 0.8, Ruben Amorim at 0.8. And we've got the 1.1s, which is Marco Silva, Ange Postecoglou, Nuno Espirito Santo, and Iraola and Hertzler. And then the 1.5s, Slot Maresca, Eddie Howe, Guardiola, and Arteta. I think there's some good kind of value in there. When you look at kind of the 0.8s in particular and the 1.1s, you're thinking that someone like Iraola is the same amount as Ange Postecoglou. And Spurs have been terrible, and Bournemouth are in brilliant form. I think you can really strike this quite well in the end, to be perfectly honest. And there's some in there that surprised me, like Thomas Frank and Unai Emery, 0.8. Frank's Brentford at home have been brilliant. Unai Emery's Aston Villa, a strong side in general. So, yeah, a little bit of a surprise, some of that, I'd say. And I think the pricing's a little bit off. You've got David Moyes, as I said, who's got high ownership, who's got the most points in the game. He's 0.5. It's the same as Ivan Juric at Southampton. So, a little bit all over the place, but one to consider. With 0.7, my options would be quite limited. So I think I'm going to hold on to that for now. But it's one to consider down the line, for sure.
Yeah, I'll probably just wait and just do it when I feel like I want to do it. But yeah, I was worried for a second there, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry if I burst your eardrums once again, but I was thought, oh no, I played it. It's just like when I did the free hit that one week and I'm like, oh dear.
That wasn't your finest moment, was it?
No, but it worked out, I think, if I remember rightly. I think it actually got a decent run, but then I thought, oh, still I've got that whole team for next week. And then I realised, oh, why have I not got this player anymore? Obviously, I've used my wild card, so that's out the window. And obviously, you've still got yours, as you mentioned earlier. Shall we look, AJ, at the leaderboard then? Let's take a look and see. Just to say, just above AJ, a little again. Yeah. Another week, I'll take that.
The longer it drags on, the more concerned I get.
3 weeks now, I think. This is a new record.
You really rifled up. I don't know why. I thought the gap was slimmer than it is, because the gap is, what is the gap? Is it 10?
Yeah, 10 points. Yeah,
10 at the moment. So it would have been 9 before. You've gone up to 83rd. Wow. That is...
Stop the count.
Quite impressive, that. I've also gone up, which is good, because usually what I found is I'd be like above average consistently, and I'd just go down and down and down. I was right at the top, obviously, for a while. I was top 20 at one point. I was getting, just above average scores, maybe 5 or 10 points above, and I was finding I was going down 15 paces. So I like to be in a position where I'm getting at least a bit of a reward for doing above average. That's good.
Yeah. And you shouted out Callum earlier. He's above both of us. He's 76th in the table. He had three Liverpool players on his team, so shame on you, Callum. He got on 6 points. Yeah,
every time he was quite big on Cody Gakpo, and every time I think was Cody Gakpo scored twice, didn't it? He turned to me and he'd say, "I'm furious. I'm not happy with this at all. I'm so upset." So yeah, there you go. Callum was not happy. You know what I've just clocked as well? This is going off on a bit of a tangent, but that's kind of where this pod goes at this stage.
Yeah.
With what would it be now? Four game weeks until the FPL Cup comes in for our league. Ooh. So that would be, what, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. How many, yeah, so for Palace away for Ipswich, game week 28, the Cup will start in our league. So the Cup is essentially just you'll get drawn against someone random in the league. And
that would be hilarious, wouldn't it?
That would be quite interesting, like the 1,000-plus people.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll get drawn against someone in your league, and it will just turn into a bracket. So if you get more points than them in a game week, you'll progress, and it will keep going until you keep getting drawn on and on and on, until you win the cup if you get enough points. Ooh. But yeah, it's a points-v-points system. Then it becomes goals scored. Then it becomes fewest goals conceded. Then it's a virtual coin toss. I think I've been done out on a virtual coin toss before in another league I've been in. So, yeah, there you go. That's going to be coming in soon. That'll be another exciting one. Oh, you know what? That I fear, is going to be like the Stuart Watson way back into this.
Yeah,
he's going to be thinking, you know what? I'm not going to win the league, but I might win the cup. So, yeah, maybe he'll become the Ange Postecoglou of this league.
Potentially, and that's exciting. I'm looking forward to that. I'd be interested to see who's going to match up, and you know, a good talking point for the pod for future weeks. And mentioning Stu, he's got to watch out. Heafy is doing pretty well. We sort of slated him last week, didn't we? Heafy not doing so well, but you know what? He's now 627th in the table. At one stage, I think he was nearly getting to the 1,000 mark, but now he's up 627. He's got some nosebleeds now. He's getting up there, and he's only now 50 points, I think, away from Stu, who's 62nd in the table. He's got 1,311 points. Heafy's got 1,263 points. So, Heafy, my friend, you're doing all right. Doing okay.
Yes. You are getting your recognition this time round. I know that's been something that he's wanted. He has asked for it in particular on yesterday's podcast. We were harsh on you last week. We understand that. At the end of the day, we are so top-heavy focused, apart from Mick McCarthy's team, of course, that maybe we've just inadvertently kind of put that to one side. So we apologise. Keep going. Heath, you've got this.
We do. And title charge is on for him in terms of maybe top.
Or at least not having the wooden spoon of the four of us.
Potentially. But you could go and win the cup as well. You never know. We shall see. Let's take a look at the whole league then. Ryan Connor is still sitting pretty. 6 points in front. Starksy and Hutchison. 6-8 points. So not a bad game week. Not as good as most weeks. But
if I got that score in the top end of the table, I would have dropped about 80 places.
But then I'm looking at everyone around it. There's a few people who didn't get that many great points either. Like even Jack Plum and Luke Boddy, they got 56, 59 respectively. James Willerton got 72 points. I think at one stage he was top. I think Ryan must have had an asset from somebody.
Don't say asset. Mark Heath will be knocking on your door.
Oh, I brought it out.
Be furious. But yeah, that's fair. I'm having a look while you're talking through this for some of the high scorers from this week. I've seen 86 so far from Trevor Lillestone, 94th in the league from Barcelona. Fair enough. Yeah, he's 94th now, 86 points. What do you have in there? Captain Salah had Gakpo, had Kluivert, had Kerkez, Isak, and Bermo. Yeah, it's a good week. Anyone else kind of standing out? Not many in the 80s.
That's tickled me, that, Trevor. That's tickled me, that. Sorry.
What, Barcelona?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Why?
I don't know why. Maybe because my memory is a bath. You know, I don't have a bath.
Yeah, all right. That was an iconic moment. I found an 89.
Wow.
Paul Gort Allen, 178 for Shakhtar Tractor. Raya 9, Gabriel 7, Kanate 5, Semenyo 9, Salah 16, Isak 13, Gakpo 16. That's a good week there. I think that's going to kind of be the upper end. 93, Max Green, the Tractorati. Wow. Where's with that? A bench boost on there. He is 220 seconds.
Oh,
not bad. Gabriel Timber, Salah, Isak and Gakpo. It's an okay team, but the bench boost has worked to perfection. Murphy for six, Huijsen at Bournemouth for six, and Kevin Schaarder for 11. That is a very strong bench boost. That's really well played, that one. So I don't think we're going to top 93 easily. If you have top 93 this week, let us know. That would be incredibly impressive. That is the highest that I can see. So fair play for anyone in particular who's getting over 80s. That's a really good score for this weekend. And if you're into the 90s, bench boost or not, I've seen a 98.
Wow.
This will be the last. I'm not going to go any further now. 98. This is the Wrecking Crew, 416th. That is Richard Johnson, who had Kirkez, Salah. He had Dango Ouattara. Yeah, Dango Ouattara. Oh, that is a hard one. So you want to try that?
The ball
with the screen. I'll put it up to the screen. You can give it a go.
Dango Ouattara. Nice enough. The ball with that trick.
Yeah, him and Kluivert and Kirkez. Kirkez 6. Ouattara 21. Kluivert 13. Also have Isak and Haaland on there. Wow, 98 points. Fair enough. That is the highest I think we're going to find. Yeah. Richard Johnson. I don't know how you've got 98 points and there's only 416th, but that's still an incredible week. Fair play.
Fair play indeed. And I want to give a quick shout because I was scrolling. Kevin J got 97, so he was close as well being up there. He's gone up to 469 in the table. So big weeks. Let me just quickly have a little look, see if he's got anybody different. He's pretty much – he's got Semenyo in his team instead. But then he's got his bench could have even gotten more. He's got Onana in goal. He's got the guy from Everton that I can't pronounce. Begin with M. Is it from Ukraine?
Oh, Mikalenko.
That's the one. He got him 6 points as well. So, and he hasn't got a bench boost either. So he would have got even more. So he could have got to the top 100. But no, well done, Kevin J. Done really well there, my friend. But yeah, well done to everyone in their game weeks. Hope you are happy with yours. And yeah, game week 24 is now coming up, AJ. Shall we look at the fixtures? It's a Champions League and the Europa League as well this week on Wednesday and Thursday. So a few assets that we could maybe look at. Just hopefully I don't get injured or anything like that. But yeah, what fixtures are casting your eye? Big standout. You made a good point about the Bournemouth-Nottingham Forest game, obviously.
Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it? Yeah.
We weren't expecting Bournemouth to maybe thrash Forest. I think we were maybe thinking of a high-scoring draw, but...
Yeah, wasn't expecting that. Just in terms of, I'll go through the Champions League games. Villa are hosting Celtic. We've got Arsenal, who travelled to Girona. Manchester City in an absolutely vital home game against Club Bruges. Liverpool are at PSV Eindhoven. They've qualified. I think they might have qualified top of the league. So they will be rotating heavily, I'm sure. So those are the Champions League teams. Don't think I've missed any there. Manchester United go to Steaua Bucharest in the Europa League. Tottenham are hosting Elfsborg. I think that might be it for the European games. So yeah, in terms of the Premier League ones, I mean, already I'm going to stick with Forest here. Forest and Brighton. Two open, entertaining sides. Forest's probably in a situation where they need to bounce back a bit now, so I'm interested to see if they can do that. Bournemouth-Liverpool, probably the standout game of the weekend, given Bournemouth's form and the way that Liverpool are playing at the moment. Everton-Leicester towards the bottom end of the table will stand out, probably not for FPL reasons. I'd say Bournemouth and Liverpool for FPL will stand out at the top, won't it, above all the fixtures at the moment. Newcastle and Fulham. I wasn't that impressed by Fulham on Sunday night, but Newcastle, again, need probably... I can't remember what they had over the weekend. They won at Southampton. It was all right. So probably need to try and kick on from there. Aston Villa at Wolves. That's quite a big one. Brentford and Tottenham, for those who have Brentford assets in particular. And Arsenal, Man City. I'm sure there'll be quite a few people that will have kind of 3 to 4 players in that one. Game of the weekend for me, Bournemouth, Liverpool. That is tasty.
Yeah. Just yeah.
Just yeah.
We've got a Monday. We've got a Monday bloody thing again. We've got a Monday.
So is there a Monday night game? Oh, yeah. Chelsea West Ham. Sorry, yeah. Totally forgot about that. Yeah. I mean, that's a big kind of decider for Cole Palmer, isn't it? I think very that's kind of the way it has to be seen. So, yeah, from my perspective, I think, yeah, I'd still stick with the Liverpool-Bournemouth one. Yeah. Or Bournemouth-Liverpool, rather. I think that's still going to be the game of the weekend and the one to watch. That's a Saturday, 3 o'clock. That's a bit of a shame in terms of anyone that wants to watch it on TV. And, of course, we won't be able to watch it because we'll already be at a game. Should mention that one, Liverpool and Liverpool? Wow. Ipswich and Southampton. I've been talking about Liverpool too much in this pod so far. Yeah, that's definitely going to be, obviously, for the league, is going to be a crucial game. And I'm sure that there will still be people that will carry Ipswich assets. I know there's people that try and have like two or three in their team as well, and this will be a big weekend for that because Southampton are not in a great situation, and this is one that Town really needs to win. So yeah, fingers crossed for that one, and definitely one to keep an eye on in terms of Town assets.
Definitely, and I'm trying to figure out when we'll record the next FPL because obviously we've got the Merseyside derby on Wednesday, so most likely we want to record it after that potentially. We'll have to see.
We'll see. I mean, next week's interesting, isn't it? We'll have our press conference on Thursday. It'll be FA Cup weekend.
It's the FA Cup weekend, so ignore what I've just said. I've just seen the date, so just ignore what I've just said.
I think we'll get one in before between kind of the weekend fixtures and the Merseyside derby. That'll be the way we'd look to play it. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that one. We'll give you kind of a pre Merseyside derby rundown of where we're at. I'm sure we'll both have plenty of Liverpool assets, probably one captained, maybe one triple captained. So that'll be one to keep an eye out on.
Very much so. And obviously, deadline day, there could be new signings coming in. Obviously, Town have got a new asset. Hulo,
of course, I was going to mention that. Got an assist. 5.4 million he costs, which is not that bad, I don't think. Again, one I'd want to wait on just to see whether he could get regular minutes. But if he can keep performing in the way that he has been so far, he's definitely going to be a really valuable asset and one to keep an eye on. He's, looked exciting. Could have had a red card, of course. That was a bit of a nervy moment in that game. Do want to make sure that he's not too kind of hot-headed as well. But he'd be a massive differential. He's not that expensive if he can keep influencing in front of goal, then I think he can rack up some good points and be a good asset to have. Sorry for mentioning asset again, but had to.
Yeah, say asset one more time. There we go. AJ, as standard, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks everyone for listening to another Carraway FPL pod. Hope you enjoy these. We've been pretty good in terms of keeping consistent, and we'll be back next time to look back at game week 24 games in. Obviously, next up for Town, a big one, home against Southampton. Obviously, we'll bring you another flagship show to look into that one. Obviously, deadline day is fast approaching as well, where the transfer window will be slamming shut. So thanks once again. Make sure to follow us on all the socials, Kings of Anglia and all that jazz. And we've also got a new sponsor to be shouting out soon. So check that out when we announce that. And obviously, Carraway Live, AJ, as well. We'll be showing out, announcing the tickets very shortly as well. So make sure to come. We may even do some FPL talk, maybe potentially live at the show, maybe we can sort of
just everyone boos us and throws rotten vegetables on the stage.
Yeah, potentially. But yeah, thanks again for listening to another FPL pod, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.